SRN News, I'm John Scott. A big setback for Donald Trump's political opponents today at the U.S. Supreme Court. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
In an historic ruling, the justices said for the first time that former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for at least some of what they do in the Oval Office. Democrats have accused Trump of plotting to overturn the 2020 election results. He has denied any wrongdoing and has repeatedly described the charges against him as election interference. In extending the delay, the high court left it to lower courts to decide how their ruling applies to the case against Trump, and all but ends Democrats' hopes of putting the former president on trial before the November election. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, there were more Supreme Court rulings, the court sending two social media cases back to lower courts.
3 years ago, Florida and Texas passed laws that aim to restrict the power of social media companies to curb what they deem as objectionable content. Tech industry trade groups had challenged those Republican-backed laws, but Supreme Court justices returned the cases to lower courts. The laws were signed in the months following decisions by Facebook and Twitter to suspend then-President Trump from their platforms because of his posts related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl has made landfall on the Caribbean island of Carriacou. The dangerous and powerful Category 4 storm, one of the earliest of its strength to form in the Atlantic, Carriacou is one of the islands of Grenada. Simone Biles, the most decorated women's gymnast ever, heading back to the Olympics. Biles and her U.S. team members will spend the next several weeks ramping up for the Paris Olympics, which begin July 26th. The Dow is ahead 72 points and the Nasdaq adding 109. This is SRN News. Tennessee prays.
Republican Governor Bill Lee has signed a resolution urging residents to pray every day in the month of July for God to heal the state. The resolution mentions, quote, violence committed upon its citizens by other citizens, violent crime in the schools, and the flow of deadly fentanyl and other drugs. The Tennessee resolution recalls similar calls to prayer and fasting by presidents, governors, and members of the Founding Fathers, dating all the way back to the birth of this country. Officials in other states say they might follow Tennessee's lead on the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say that they're determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in the two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in the restive region of the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea. This is SRN News. Boeing announcing plans to acquire key supplier Spirit AeroSystems for $4.7
billion. Boeing says the move will improve plane quality and safety. Boeing previously owned Spirit, and the purchase would reverse a long-time company strategy of outsourcing key work on its passenger planes. That approach has been criticized as problems at Spirit disrupted production and delivery of popular Boeing jetliners.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Concerns about safety came to a head after the January blowout of a panel on an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9. At 16,000 feet over Oregon. A man bitten by a shark over the weekend on Florida's northeast coast is recovering. Officials from the Nassau County Sheriff's Office north of Jacksonville found that victim aboard a boat on Friday with a severe shark bite on his arm. It was the third shark attack in Florida in June. More details at SRNnews.com.